Drive on Phoenix FM.
Rob Lee, and we've got Ollie Lee as well here to talk about the Football Academy. I'm really excited to find out what all this is about because it's local as well. It's in Brentwood. So, Rob, start off with you. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm very well, thanks, Joe. Yeah, I'm glad you got my name right.
Oh, don't. Yeah, I can't be more embarrassed. I can't believe you added me, Rob.
I was really famous as well, so.
Oh, I'm still... Thank goodness this is not on telly because I am bright red. I don't think I've ever been this red before. Yeah, and Ollie, how are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thank you, Joe. Thanks for having us on today.
Can we get straight into what you do? Because you're the lead coach, Ollie, aren't you? You went locally as well. You're a Brentwood boy. You went locally as well, right?
Yeah, went to Brentwood school. Me, my brother and my sister all went to Brentwood school.
Cost me an arm and a leg, by the way.
Yeah, it doesn't remind us of that.
None of them used it, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, in the last year, 18 months ago, we set up Lee Football Academy, which is running out of Brentwood School on the AstroTurf. And so it's just coaching. We do small groups, trying to build their technical skills, building their confidence in football through boys, girls, all ages. At the minute, we work with a boys group, which is from 7 to 12. And then there's an under 15s boys group. And then we have a girls group, which is age ranges between 10 and 12 to 13. So we're building a nice little age range, ability range. It's like we said, we accept all abilities and all ages. And we've got to the point where, unfortunately, I've recently had to retire from football from medical conditions. So it's now at the point where we feel we can kick it on and we can take it to the next stage, and we're ready to branch out a little bit more. And we're hoping to put the word out there a little bit more that people can see the work that we're doing, and hopefully we can help you improve not only your football but improve as a person, and really just you'll see the growth in your ability and as a person and your confidence. That's a big aim for us.
Well, I think that's key as well. It's not just what's going on in the pitch and behind the training. It is mental health as well for the kids as well, giving them more confidence. Yeah, you see that all the time, right?
It's massive, and it's something that I struggled with throughout my career, to be honest, was the psychological side. And really? on my coaching, it's massive in my journey, and I want to see people enjoying themselves and having fun and exciting and feel that's why you play football. And I think in the professional game, you kind of lose that a little bit because there's pressure involved, there's 3 points, there's money involved. Whereas stripping it right back, we all played because we love kicking a ball around. And that's kind of my whole theme behind my coaching is I want the kids to enjoy themselves first and foremost. And we believe with our experiences, they'll get better as a byproduct anyway. Without being big-headed, we think we're quite good at what we do. So it's having the opportunity to put it out there to as many people as possible and help as many people as possible. And that's the real goal for us, is seeing smiles on faces and seeing kids.
I think why it's made a little bit different as well is the fact we only have small groups. So it's a bit like one-on-one coaching, really, which I think is, you know, you can have these soccer schools and academies all over the place, which 30, 40 kids. And I remember going to one myself many, many years ago. And I just think keeping it, you know, in small groups is you can talk to the kids personally. Sometimes we're doing one-on-one, sometimes we're doing two-on-two, sometimes there's a group of six or seven, but that's as big as it gets. And I think that gives an opportunity as coaches and people to speak to make it better for the kids, really.
Yeah, and I think that's key, because you're talking about there, Rob, you know, got your name right this time.
You did.
Yeah.
We all learn.
Yeah. It's about academies, because there's a lot of academies that I think are just tick boxes, you know, or ones that just get the kids in, we'll just make them run around and we'll take the money. And I think for you as a family business, with a wealth of knowledge that the three of you have got, because obviously Elliot is not here tonight as well, is obviously...
No, he's in Wrexham at the moment.
He's in Wrexham, yeah, doing quite well, I hear,
making friends with Ryan Reynolds.
If he ever wants to come in, obviously I'll be more than happy. But yeah, anyway, no, but on a serious note, you know, for a family feel, it's different. It makes it special because you can draw on each other's experience. And it means that when you're working, you're not working for someone else. It's your ethos. It's your vision that gives the kids from the academy the best start. And that's what it's all about for you.
And we are there every week. So it's not as though we palm it off on young coaches. We are there sort of like every week. As you say, Ollie leads it. I would you believe let him lead it, and then
Ollie, have a go at him.
No, don't get away with that. That's exactly what we wanted it to be was the opposite of 30 kids running around. No disrespect to the people that do that, but it was something different we wanted. So I get parents texting me, oh, my son or my daughter scored at the weekend and did this, and it's something we trained on. And that's where we get our buzz. It's like, we're helping people do that, and we're having the effect on these young players that will hopefully stand them in good stead for life, let alone on the football pitch. So having the small groups that allows us to do that, and I think with obviously Dad's wealth of knowledge playing at the highest level and representing England at World Cups and stuff, and I've experienced all through the levels from Championship to Scottish Premier League and lower, that we really can tick a lot of boxes of the experience you may go through, whether that is being a Premier League footballer or whether that's being a Sunday League footballer playing with your mates for your whole life. There, going back to, we play because it's fun like that. And that's the whole reason that I wanted to start this adventure, was because I want to see people enjoying their football and having fun with it first and foremost, and then leading on to it, how far can it take them? Do you want to, because if you want to be a professional footballer, we can help you do that. If you want to just get a little bit better, we can help you do that. We really do try and cater for all ability ranges.
Yeah, so it's not just want to be, if they can be a professional footballer, obviously, it's just getting people involved. And it's not just for people that are local as well. They can come from everywhere to come to the academy, right?
Oh, yeah, and anywhere, really. So it doesn't matter to us where they come from. I've not had no one from Newcastle yet, have we?
No, it's
a bit far.
I had someone reach out to me from Edinburgh saying he wanted to come down. Being a Hearts fan, he said he was going to bring his daughter down. So he didn't quite get down to it, but yeah, that was it, I think. But we have had people from Kent, we've had as far as that coming over. And to be honest, a lot of the people that come, they do end up staying because they like what we have to offer, and they like I'm big on creating your environment and your culture that you want to be in. And that, I think, sets us apart, is because that's what is very important to me, is that the kids come in and they enjoy themselves. And
I think we get a little mix of old school stuff from me and then new age stuff from you. So
definitely. So on a personal level, it's been nice for me and Dad to do something together as well and be that part. I mean, football takes you on journeys, and I've lived in Scotland, I've lived in Plymouth, Birmingham, my brother's doing the same. We've all been away, we've had different journeys, so it's nice to have something to come together and bounce ideas off each other and be like, oh yeah, should we try this, should we do this, do you think they'd like that? And that's what's been really nice selfishly for us, to be able to work together, because we've never done anything like that before.
Yeah, it's amazing. And Elliot obviously will be involved at some point when he's not so busy.
Exactly that, he's got his hands full on a promotion push at the minute.
It's all a bit go, isn't it? The Notts County, it's all a bit, that's a completely different conversation.
That could be a long one.
That could be. I need another couple of hours to dissect that one, to be fair. But listen, just got to go into the news, boys. Can you hang around just for a little bit later, just so we can find out where people can get you on the academy and stuff like that, and I'll find the track you want as well.
You think.
Okay, still here with Rob and Ollie Lee. Yeah, I'm getting proud of myself now. I'm getting the name right again. Still really embarrassed. I'm never going to live that down. All the West Ham fans began having a go at me now. We want to find out where we can get hold of you on the line and stuff like that for the academy, and how people can actually get involved. Because obviously they can't just turn up. They've got to pre-book stuff, right?
Yeah, that's it. So they book in with us. So at the minute we work on a Monday evening from 5:30 to 7 o'clock out of Brentwood School on the AstroTurf. So we've got our website, which is www.leafootballacademy.com. And then we've got an Instagram, Facebook page, which is @LeeFootballAcademy. So quite straightforward, quite easy to find. And then on there, you can find all our details, all our contact. It's ollie@leeFootballAcademy.com to email me. If you're interested in coming down, you want to check us out. It's your first session's a free trial session as well. So like I said, just come check us out, see if you like it. It might not be for you, and that's fine. There's no pressure to sign up long term. You come and see what you think, and we work from there. And we're also quite big on you. If you've got things you want to improve on, then let us know, and we cater that into our training session. So it, like Dad touched on, it has that one-to-one feel that if you're a right winger and you want to work on your left foot shooting, we cater that into the session, or you want to work on your crossing or your defending, we find ways so everyone gets something out of each session that helps their individual game.
Yeah, it's amazing, because again, earlier you were saying as well that you allow the girls as well, so it's not just for boys, it's girls. Is it a mixed session, or is it just like one for girls, one for boys?
It's separate sessions, but yeah, the girls group that we've got have been amazing, to be honest. They've been brilliant. We've got, they all sort of came from the same school, the same team, all joined together 18 months ago right at the start. And it's just grown and grown, and they've been excellent. So it's another factor that it's amazing that the girls have got these opportunities. And we think now it's scary to think how they didn't have these opportunities a few years back. And to see them now playing and playing with confidence and playing with such ability, it's something that's only going to get bigger and bigger. And it's something that we're very excited about and very committed about at League Football Academy to see where we can take it and how we can help these girls really kick on their careers.
I'm excited about it. I've not even got any kids in the family. So, you know, I'll definitely spread the words. But it's about spreading the word as well. And I think that's what we do well at Phoenix FM. I will get slapped wrists from everybody that I know if I don't ask at least one question. Favourite moment in your footballing career, Rob, I suppose for you, I mean, like you've probably lost count over the 200th time you play for England, so you know, I mean, there's so many moments. I've got loads of special ones. The show would carry on probably to at least 8 or 9 o'clock tomorrow night, so if I leave it up to you just to give us something.
Well, I think when you're a youngster, and you know, talking about the academy now, of when I was growing up, we put jumpers down at a goalpost, playing in the street, playing the school playground. And I think one thing you dream of doing, I think all kids dream about doing, playing for your country, playing at Wembley and scoring for your country. And I was very fortunate in 1994 to make my debut for England at Wembley and score on my debut. So I don't think it gets any better than that, really. Yeah. Obviously, apart from having kids, because yeah, that's what my wife
I'm glad
tells me.
Good job you got that in, really, to be fair. But I could see, like, the sparkle in your eye when you was talking about that still, that you could remember you was there, your eyes moved towards the right.
Yeah,
I said
to Ollie the other day, you know, unfortunately, he had to retire very, very early, yeah, but I didn't retire until I was 40. I carried on right until the very death, until my knee was going and all sorts. But, yeah, it never goes from you. And I said to him, even when you're watching football and any sort of football, could be kids football, could be professional football, yeah, you miss it, because it's very difficult to replace. You know, you can't replace you know, thousands of fans singing your name, thousands of fans cheering you on. So it is difficult. Yeah, and I still think I can still do it, even with one knee, playing in with my grandson. I still think I'm pretty good, but I'm sure Ollie will tell you different.
And Ollie, what about you?
I think I was lucky enough to play with my brother at Luton, and we got drawn in the FA Cup Newcastle away. So to play with my brother at Newcastle away in front of Dad, we had all our family come up. I think that was a massive moment for me, that to be able to do that. It was a surreal moment. I do get lost for words. I don't often get lost for words, but I do with that, because it was...
I'm getting emotional. Yeah, I'm getting emotional myself. What's going on?
I just think the chances of that draw happening was a million to one, and for it to happen and in at Dad's stadium and have their moments and have my nan and granddad there and everything. It was just one of those. You never forget that.
You managed to soak it in. So you're in the moment. It's difficult at times.
Yeah, so often it is. Beforehand, it was really hard to take it. And then now when you're looking back, and I had my little boy there as well, which was massive for me. And he was only young. I've got a little girl now as well. So unfortunately, she's not going to see me play. But for him to see that, to be there for that moment, he won't remember it, but it was a great day, and it's one I look back on with real fondness. It
special
was
a family moment.
special day.
And it's coming back to the academy again, as I say, because now you can all work together.
Yeah, hopefully. I think that's nice, that we can be maybe at the start of someone's special journey, and something we can play a tiny part in them fulfilling their dreams, whatever that might be. So that's sort of the buzz that I get now is helping other people out on their journey.
That's absolutely huge, because I can never remember anything. I can be I've got my season ticket holder for West Ham, so I can be at the game and not know what's gone afterwards. I don't know, I have to listen to everyone else, but I do remember your go, right? It was Luton. I think it was like you were going to be in the... You were fighting for promotion and you saw the goalie off his line.
Yeah.
And you was in your own half and you... Whoa,
no, that, don't go on.
That's
yeah,
a dream.
Well,
if no, I've got to
talk
that.
About it again, yeah, I'll happily talk about that one. Yeah. I thought I'd let that one slide. But yeah, that was... That's usually been... That was a great moment. I mean, it got goal of the season for the Football League. So it was... Yeah, it's got pride of place. The little trophy that I got still there at home. So,
is it?
Yeah, I'm very proud of that moment too. Yeah. So, yeah, they're great moments. They're moments that, although I've had to call it a day early, no one can take their moments away from me. I thought there might have been a few more, to be honest. I was hoping for a few more, but not to be. So we'll find it in a different way. And then everything happens for a reason. I'm a big believer in that. So my path will be lead me a different way to successes, hopefully.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, I can't leave your dad out. I'll have to ask him what his favourite goal is. What was yours, Rob?
I would say Platt scoring for England is although it wasn't as good a goal as Ollie's, it was
you got that in writing.
We'll get recorded.
I've done what I usually done, just got myself in the box late. I think Alan Shearer headed it down and I slotted it under the goalie. So, but I think for the fact that it is for England, for your country, that was probably still my favourite goal, really.
Yeah, well, listen, thanks, boys. But there's a quote that I've seen that you've put on your website, I think it is, and it's from Tim Notkey. I might have had his name. Is that his name, right? Yeah. Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work. I absolutely love that because I've got no talent. Jack of all trades, master of none. I work hard and it does work and it does pay off. So
yeah, I think no truer words have been spoken. I think I was not the most talented individual, but I worked really, really hard to get where I wanted to be. And I think that's what you have to do in let alone in football, but in life. If you work really hard, I think luck find its way to help you out. So, it's a true quote.
And that's what you can instill in the kids.
That's what we try to do.
To your academy. That's what it's all about. Listen, boys, again, thank you so much. I'm not going to fangirl it, but I've held it together. Yeah. I'm quite proud of myself here. But I want to thank you. I'm never going to live that down. I'm not looking forward to the match on Sunday. I'll have to buy everybody the drinks, I think, to be fair. But again, thanks again so much for coming along. And there'll be all the information up on the website for everybody to see. So, thanks again. I did have a little background thing with a clap there, but unfortunately, I can't find it. So it's just me.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks
you wanted Celestial. I found it for you as well. There we go.
Amazing. You see tonight.